at Sheldon and Amy's.
That's not right. No, that's so unreasonable. Yeah, well, if you're going to be like this, then I don't want to talk to you right now either. Okay, I love you. Bye.
Amazon customer support?
No, my mother. Guess who she's insisting we invite to our wedding?
Jesus.
If only my brother.
Wait a minute. You didn't invite your brother to your own wedding?
He tormented me my whole childhood. I don't think I should reward that type of behavior with a slice of wedding cake in the shape of the Millennium Falcon.
Try again.
A slice of wedding cake in the shape of a cake.
Look, he may have been mean to you when you were kids, but you're both grown men now.
That's right. I'm a grown-up, and if I don't want to invite him to my wedding, then I won't.
Okay.
Except I have to, because my mommy's making me.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment.
Wait.
The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. At Howard and Bernadette's.
Okay, so each welcome bag gets a schedule of events, a map, and chocolate from me. And from Sheldon, a bottle of Purell. The number for poison control in case someone accidentally drinks the Purell. And a laminated table of elements because the American school system is a failure.
How many out-of-town guests are there going to be?
I'm actually not sure. Turns out Sheldon didn't invite his brother.
Now it's starting to sound like a wedding.
And his mom said she won't come if his brother's not there.
Oh, now it's starting to sound like a good wedding.
Hey, Bernie. How do you know if someone has pink eye?
Their eye would be red, swollen, and probably oozy.
Okay, thanks. Both kids have pink eye.
Oh, no!
You stop right there. I'm getting married in a week. You are not giving me pink eye.
I don't have pink eye.
Hey! Let's step away from the bride.
Okay, I'll go back upstairs.
Get in the shower and then take those clothes and burn them.
Yeah, and all the rest of your clothes. Worth a shot.
At Leonard and Penny's.
So am I going to be like the only single guy at Sheldon's wedding?
No, there'll be a lot of single people there. Stuart, Amy's great aunt. Although Stuart's already friended her on Facebook, so better move quick.
I gotta find a date. I don't want to be that sad single friend that everyone looks at with pity.
I'm afraid that ship may have sailed.
Leonard, you have a brother, right?
Yes.
Is he the worst? Is he an unspeakable abomination? Does the very thought of him make your skin crawl?
He laughs at his own jokes, but otherwise he's okay.
Sheldon, what's going on?
I'm trying to invite my stupid brother to my wedding, and he's avoiding my calls.
You don't know he's avoiding your calls.
Sheldon dials his phone.
George Cooper, please leave a message, unless this is Sheldon again, in which case please try me on my other number, 1-800-SUCK-IT.
See? And I know that's not a real number, because why would it be toll-free?
Sheldon, you tried. What more could you have done?
Hey, why didn't you invite him in the first place?
You don't know what it was like growing up with him.
I get it. I grew up with lots of brothers. My brother Adut was especially mean.
Really? I've never heard you mention Adut.
Sure I have. He's the one who left the door open when you were kids and my pet mongoose ran away. Stupid Adut!
Look, I mean, short of getting on a plane and flying there, what does your mother expect you to do?
Now on a plane with Sheldon and Leonard.
I kept saying no. How am I here?
At Howard and Bernadette's.
Hey, did I tell you? I found a date.
To the wedding?
To coffee. But if things go well, Sheldon and Amy's wedding.
Aren't you worried it's a little intense to ask someone you just met to go to a wedding?
I'm running out of time. Why can't there be a service where you can just pay someone to be your date for the evening?
Like an escort service?
No. You wouldn't be paying for sex. I mean, obviously, if things went well, it could lead to sex, but... But the money is for, like, you know, a time and companionship.
Oh, I get it. An escort service.
Stop saying that.
Stop meaning it.
Hey, Raj, remember when you borrowed my VR goggles the other day?
Yeah?
Howard has pink eye.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
Bernadette grimaces. Outside a tire store.
So wait, your brother is Dr. Tire?
Yes. And apparently it only takes half a semester of community college to get that particular doctorate.
We passed three of these stores on the way here. Why did you say he's just some loser who sells tires?
You're right, that was unfair. He's a loser who sells more tires than anyone in Texas.
They go inside.
Oh, excuse me, we're looking for a Georgie Cooper.
One second, I'll check to see if the doctor's in.
He is not a doctor. Only one doctor here, and it's me.
I'm also a doctor.
You want to wait in the car?
I wanted to wait in California. So, is this Georgie?
Yes. And what is he even using that stethoscope to listen to?
I don't know. Small leak?
All right, that makes sense.
Georgie approaches.
What the hell are you doing here?
Hello, Georgie.
It's just George now.
Fine. George. No, I don't like it. Georgie.
I see you haven't changed one bit.
Thank you. That is a nice thing to say.
Hey, I'm Leonard. I'm here for no reason.
What do you want, Sheldon?
Why aren't you returning my phone calls?
You're supposed to be the smart one. You figure it out.
He's not that kind of smart. You might want to give him a hint.
We haven't talked in over 10 years. Now that you need something, you think you can just show up at my store? Well, let's just drop everything to accommodate Sheldon.
Nice try, but I am not a gullible little boy anymore. I can recognize sarcasm.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. Tell me what you need. Your wish is my command.
That's better. Thank you.
At home, Penny takes a video call from Bernadette on her laptop. Bernadette's eyes are pink and swollen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got it, too.
Wow. You really can't keep your hands off Howard, can ya?
I know, I have a problem. I just wanted to make sure you and Amy didn't get it.
Well, I didn't get it.
Amy has pink eye.
You infected me a week before my wedding! What am I supposed to do about this?
Wear a veil?
Amy glares at Penny.
That's not funny. Look at what you've done to me!
Yay! Could you just, like, not touch my computer? Or maybe, like, anything else? I just, I don't want to look like that in your wedding photos.
There aren't going to be any wedding photos. My fiancé's a germaphobe. If he finds out I'm contagious, he'll never come back from Texas.
What if we tell him the theme of the wedding is Walking Dead and this is our zombie makeup?
That'll probably work. We'll call that plan B.
Amy closes the laptop. Penny takes hand sanitizer from a bag.
Turns out it's gonna come in handy after all.
She squirts it on her laptop in Georgie's office.
Hold up. I'm confused. You didn't want me at your wedding, but now that Mom won't come, you want me there.
I know you don't hear this a lot, but that is exactly right. Good job.
Not helping, Sheldon.
Listen here. You want me at your wedding. All you gotta do is ask nicely.
Georgie.
George!
I would like you at my wedding.
Thank you, Sheldon. That is so nice to hear. But I would rather swallow a pregnant wildcat and crap out a litter of kittens.
It is fitting that you got into tires, because you are tiresome.
Sheldon, come on.
Was that too mean?
No, not too mean. Not too good, either.
No, Mother, that's not fair. But he told... Yes, ma'am. But I said... Yes, ma'am. Goodbye.
What'd you say?
She's not getting in the middle of it, because we boys need to work it out ourselves. Now, maybe it's fine if she doesn't come to the wedding. I've got Amy now, and she can do everything a mom can do and more.
Say that to her on the wedding night. Really spice things up.
This is all Georgie's fault. My whole childhood, he was mean to me.
Sorry. I know what it's like to live with a bully.
Your brother bullied you?
Oh, I was talking about Penny, but sure.
Once, when I was 8, I was going to dress as my favorite scientist for Halloween, and Georgie threw my costume away. I had to wear a sheet and go as a ghost. Scared myself all night long.
Well, look, we don't fly out until the morning. Why don't I try and talk to him? Give it one more shot.
All right. But if he says, nerd says what? Don't answer him.
What?
You are a lamb to the slaughter.
At Howard and Bernadette's.
So how was your date?
Raj has pink eye.
It was going well until my eye dripped in her latte.
We're so sorry we ruined your date.
Oh, boo-hoo. His date got ruined. I'm about to get married, and look at me.
It looks like it's getting better.
Oh, does it? Does it look like that with your two clear eyes?
I'm sorry, are you mad that I don't have pink eye?
What do you
Yes!
In his office, Georgie talks on a headset.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay.
He waves Leonard inside.
Listen, I hear you. I know they're pricey, but these are the Dallas Cowboys of tires, okay? And we're talking the Troy Aikman Cowboys, not that pretty boy, Tony Romo. All right, good call. You won't regret it.
Wow, that was impressive.
Yeah, well, it's easy when you love your product and hate Tony Romo.
Yeah, that guy is I don't know who that guy is.
If you were here about Sheldon's wedding, don't bother.
Come on, I know you two have your differences.
You mean pretty much everything about us?
Well, not everything. You're both tall, have the same last name. Maybe I shouldn't have started this like it was a list.
You have no idea what you are talking about.
Oh, there, that was very Sheldon. Look, I'm sure he was not the easiest brother to have, but it wasn't easy for him either with you picking on him all the time.
Picking on him? Is that what he told you?
Well, what about the time he threw away his Halloween costume?
Well, yeah, because he was going to dress as some girl scientist.
Madame Curie?
Oh, I didn't know she was madam. Come on, he was still gonna get beat up for wearing that dress.
Didn't you sit on his head while he tried to watch Star Trek?
Well, yeah, but that was hilarious.
That is pretty hilarious, yeah.
Look, I mean, I always looked out for him at school. I drove him everywhere. I apologized to people when he was rude.
Yeah, I've done all that. I've also removed all the red balloons from his Lucky Charms because they weren't Irish enough.
All right, so you know what I'm talking about. And has he ever thanked you?
Not in so many words. Or any words.
Would it kill him to actually say it?
No. No, it wouldn't kill him.
Leonard, you know how I got the money to open up my first store? I busted my ass for it. Because all the extra money that we had to go to Sheldon so he could go to college and he could go study in Germany. And do you know what he's never said to me?
Dankeschön?
Georgie looks confused.
It's thank you in German.
Do you need me to sit on your head?
Nope.
After all my sacrifices, guess which kid my mom is the most proud of?
Leonard nods.
If it makes you feel any better, my mom's most proud of Sheldon, too. So.
Leonard, you want a beer?
Yeah, I would love a beer.
There you go.
Yes. Can you open it for me?
No, it's a twist-off.
I know.
Georgie opens Leonard's beer. In a waiting room, Penny plays a children's game on a table.
Hey, got all the beads to the other side.
It's not a puzzle, Penny.
Do you really want to be touching that? Do you know how many sick kids? You know, never mind. Knock yourself out.
Bernadette says they're checking the kids now.
You know, maybe we didn't all need to come.
Hey, whatever kind of pink eye their kids have, I have, and I need to know. And if it's viral, I'm screwed.
Maybe not. Yeah, I know it's not traditional wedding attire, but how about a welder's mask?
If you know a welder, that could be something borrowed.
Bernadette steps out.
Great news, it's bacterial.
Yes. They high five.
Yes!
Yeah. What are you doing? Wash your hands.
Not you.
Amy stops Penny in the hotel room.
Hello, room service. I'm calling about the club sandwich on your menu. No, I don't want one. I just want you to spell it correctly. Why, unless the club is the poor typing club. Okay, now let's discuss this 15% gratuity. Yeah, well, that was rude. Someone just lost their gratuity.
Leonard and Georgie arrive.
Sheldon, you need to apologize to your brother.
I'm sorry?
Yes, like that, but nicer and that way.
I have nothing to apologize for.
Huh. I told you this was a bad idea. Sometimes you can't patch a tire, you just gotta buy a new one. Actually, that's always the case. Never patch, buy new.
While I appreciate your folksy tire wisdom, I don't appreciate what you're putting Mom through.
What would you know about what Mom's been through? You were never home.
Yeah, this is good. You get it all out.
Not
Shut
now.
Up. You went away to college after Dad died. Who do you think took care of everything?
Mom did. Mom always took care of everything.
Mom was a mess. Missy was a dumb teenager. I had to look after both of them.
I talked to Mom all the time. If she was upset, she would have told me.
She was protecting you, you idiot, just like everyone always does.
If things were bad, then why didn't you tell me?
Because I was protecting you, too.
Sheldon stares off.
You're my baby brother, Sheldon. I know life has been hard for you. But that don't mean it's been easy for the rest of us.
I suppose I didn't think about how it was for everyone else.
Well, that's all right. I know you didn't.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
And it would mean a lot to me to have my big brother at my wedding.
Georgie places a hand on Sheldon's shoulder.
I wouldn't miss it.
Sheldon pats his hand.
Is it me, or did we just patch a tire?
He said never patch. Do you even listen?
Sheldon video chats with Amy. She keeps her head turned to the side.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good. Georgie's going to come to the wedding.
Oh, that's great.
Why aren't you looking at the camera?
Oh, you know, I'm just working on my peripheral vision.
That is nonsense. Your peripheral vision is fine. Are those women's magazines making you feel bad about yourself again?
Yep, that is what's happening.
I have told you before, those women are airbrushed to make it look like they have good vision.
Hey, I was thinking, now that you and your brother made up, there's no reason to rush home. You know, maybe you and Leonard could stay for,
She checks an eye drop bottle.
2 to 3 more fun-filled days there.
That's a great idea. Hey, Leonard, good news. We do have time to visit the Museum of the American Railroad.
I'd say no, but what's the point?
In a pharmacy, Raj waits in line behind a dark-haired woman. She turns to him and points to her eye.
Oop, you might not want to get too close. Pink eye.
He takes off his shades.
Me too! Bacterial?
Yeah.
Same! I know this is going to sound crazy, but would you be interested in going to a wedding with me?
Executive producer Chuck Lorre.